Let's bring Sterling Allen back in. Sterling, tell us a little bit more about Andrea, and we'll bring him in as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, that 1 megawatt plant is actually going to be a production facility where they will make 300,000 of these 10 kilowatt units a year. And just think of the computer industry, how expensive and big they were at first and how much they were miniaturized and made cheaper over time. That's going to happen with these devices as well. So even at the entry point, they're cheaper than what we have available from fossil fuels, and they're going to go down from there.
When we have heard so much, Sterling, about cold fusion, yet we really haven't seen anybody develop something. So where are we now, then?
Well, we have somebody who's developed something. It's now in the marketplace. And the junk science is not junk science. There have been 17,000 replications of cold fusion. That's an estimate by a Japanese group, actually, who documented, you know, basically did some analysis of how many people are out there exploring this. They have several conventions every year exploring cold fusion, and yet you can't go to the U.S. Patent Office and use the word cold fusion if you want to get a patent.
Why?
Because it's politicized. And this 0.3% that the energy industry is spending on suppression, while they're spending another 0.3% on research and development, just kind of, you know, throw the bone, so to speak. It's just crazy. You know, it's time that we rise up and do an active resistance by supporting free energy technologies, both in words and in actions, by buying these things and helping these inventors and going out and doing research and development and, you know, getting involved here. Let's go to Rossi. Let's hear what he has to say.
We're going to go live to Italy right now. Andrea Rossi is with us, who has perfected this incredible device. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Very well. Hello to you, and thank you very much for calling me.
Tell me a little bit about your system.
Yes. It's a module which has a power of about 10 kilowatts, and it works making a reactor, nickel and hydrogen, and the reactions are such that more energy at the output is produced respect the energy that is fed to the module. So that due to the first and second principle of thermodynamics, necessarily we have, in this case, a nuclear reaction. I am not so prone to call it cold fusion. I prefer to call it low-energy nuclear reactions. But in any case, we have a source of energy which is clean, quite cheap, and which does not leave radioactive waste.
What is your vision, Andrea, for its use? Would we have it for homes, businesses? What would we do with it?
Well, good question. In the short term, necessarily it will be just an industrial use to produce heat and power. In a longer term, I suppose that it will be ready also for household use, but in this last case, there are the difficulties to overcome for what concerns the certifications to get all the necessary authorizations to go in a home. Because you can easily understand that there is a big difference between to put a plant in an industry or in a site where there are skilled persons to control it, and to put them in a house where not necessarily there is a skilled person to use it. So. It will take more time to go in the households, while in October we will start up the first 1 megawatt plant in an industry.
How much would a unit cost for industry?
Well, the cost, I can give you a cost per kilowatt of power installed. Leonardo Corporation, first of all, let me say that I want that this stuff is made in the USA. Because...
At least finally something is going to be made here in this country. Because it's been a long time.
In this wonderful country, we produce everything good, and this is one more product which will be made in the United States.
Good.
And the exception will be in Greece and the Balkans, where we have given a license of manufacturing. So the cost at the moment. The cost, which is subject to decrease in, as usually happens with the increase of the scale of production, but in any case, right now the cost is around $2,000 US dollars per kilowatt installed. So, for example, a 1 megawatt plant has a cost. Of production, which is around $2 million, a 1 megawatt power plant, which means a plant that is able to produce 1,000 kilowatt hours per hour. I assume you also want to know the cost of the power produced,
yes.
Of the energy produced.
Yes.
And the energy produced has a cost. Of about 1 cent of dollar per kilowatt hour.
That's almost nothing.
Utah has the cheapest power around the world, just about, and it's 4 cents per kilowatt hour wholesale.
Not bad at all. Now, Andrea, what kind of fuel does it consume?
Yes. First of all, thank you very much for how you are speaking English. You are really helping me speaking that way, because I can understand you perfectly. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fuel is made by nickel powder, which is a powder of nickel metal, and hydrogen.
Is that expensive to use, and is it readily available?
Yes, the nickel powder costs about $20 per kilogram, which is $10, something around $9 per pound. And hydrogen, you know perfectly how much costs. And you consider that producing 10 kilowatt hours per hour, the consume is around 1 gram of hydrogen per day. When I say day, I mean 24 hours, and about 100 grams of nickel powder in a period of about 6 months.
Andrea, every time when someone develops what could be alternative energy, something happens. Either a big corporation tries to buy them and bury it, or they get threatened, they get scared, they stop working on their projects. Has that ever occurred to you? Have you been forced to try to stop? Have they wanted to just buy your idea and sweep it under the carpet?
Sincerely, no. This did not happen to me, because we made quite a different policy respect to what other made. We did not ask for external funding. So I have put in this operation all my money. And I wanted not external financing for two reasons. One is to avoid that something like what you said happen. And secondly, because it was very risky, because When you do something really new, the risk that you meet an unsuccess is very high. So I wanted not to play American football with the bones of the others.
If I could interject here really quick, you actually did have an event happen in an earlier technology you worked on that turned waste, household waste, into energy and fuel, and it was politicized, and you ended up spending some time in jail. You were later exonerated completely, but you have had experience with that, and that's why you're playing smart now.
Yes, exactly.